Hi, my name is Greg Tulowitzki, and I've been asked to give a short devotional on peace, one of the themes of Christmas. First, what is peace? Well, sometimes it's easier to start with defining what a word is not. So, well, in my home as a kid with my brother, older brother, you know, we would be sometimes being in the house doing brotherly things, usually to each other, making a lot of noise and ruckus. And we would hear our mother yell out, "Just give me some peace and quiet." So growing up, I always associated peace as quiet or being still. Well, the Hebrew term for peace is commonly referred to as shalom. Well, shalom is a common greeting in the Jewish community, and shalom means peace in English. Peace in Hebrew, and it means so much more. Wikipedia defines peace as friendship and harmony without hostility and violence. Peace is commonly used to mean a lack of conflict, such as war, and Christian talked about that on Sunday, and also freedom from fear of violence between individuals or groups, as in no justice, no peace. Well, shalom or peace is translated as make it right or making full restitution, to restore or to make something whole or complete. So why do we talk about peace during Christmas? Well, 700 years before Christ, the prophet spoke of the Prince of Peace referring to Christ in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, where he writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Well, the birth of Christ is God placing his Son in our lives to restore or to make something whole and complete. Well, how is Christ the Prince of Peace? Well, first, he is with us. The presence of Jesus in our lives tells us that he, Jesus Christ, is God with us. Also in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we see Christ as the oasis, a refuge for the weary. "So everyone come to me, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me, I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. You will find refreshment and rest in me." Well, Jesus is also being the Christ child. It gives us a perfect peace and makes peace between us and God. John chapter 14 writes, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Also, Christ as the Prince of Peace is a unifier. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17, "For the Messiah has come to preach this sweet message of peace to you, the ones who are distant and those who are near. And now because we are united to Christ and to each other, we both have equal and direct access in the realm of the Holy Spirit to come before the Father. It is the Jews and the Gentiles coming together, the right and the unrighteous." Remember, Christ called a tax collector and a fisherman to be his disciples, not Jewish scholars. So Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is with us. He is our place of rescue and rest. He is our Savior. He is our oasis. He is our strength, and we are called to be courageous. Christ is the unifier, bringing all people of all languages, ethnic backgrounds, all professions, people of all abilities together. Christ, the Prince of Peace, is making things right. On behalf of the Tulowitzki family from North Carolina to Virginia to Maryland, we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and may peace be with you. And how else can I end this devotional but saying, peace out?